Once again, it's your girl, So Ambitious LA, and you are listening to So Ambitious LA Talk. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, it's been a little while. It's just been a couple of weeks. Again, you know, schedule, life, and it's given me a little bit more time to experience some more things so that I can speak on the topic of love today. The last two episodes were about peace, and now we're moving on to love. Love, love, love. And you know that the topics are peace, love, 100. 100 just means keeping it real. Love, self-explanatory. Peace, self-explanatory. But let's get a little deep. So, when we're speaking on the subject of love, the first thing when it comes to love, you cannot love other people, anyone else. You can't love your dog, your cat, your family, your kids, your husband, your wife, your significant other, your other people in the world, the community. You can't love them if you don't love yourself first. So the first thing when it comes to love is love yourself. Love yourself, baby girl. Love yourself, sweet handsome man. Love yourself. Love yourself first. Love everything about yourself. Love your imperfections, because we are not perfect. So love everything about you. Love your skin tone. I love my skin tone. I'm a chocolate. I love being chocolate. I've loved being chocolate since I was a little girl, even though other people thought, oh, she's dark. Ooh, crispy. Ooh. I was like, ooh, fuck you. You mad because you're not me. My mama taught me that a long time ago. When people put you down for who you are and what you look like, it means that they're jealous. You know, sucks to be them. But love yourself. Love you. Love your culture. Love where you come from. If you don't love you and you find yourself loving people who don't even look like you before you love the people who look more like you, then there's something that you probably need to go back and just check yourself, because you're not loving nobody if you don't love yourself. And I'm speaking to my brothers and my sisters that, you know, for some reason you look at your own people and say things like, I can't stand black, that's why I don't like black women, that's why I don't like black guys. Listen, you are making a generalization and you are prejudging. You're doing the exact thing that was done to you. Okay? And if you don't understand that, then maybe I'm not talking to you. Maybe you should stay over there in your clouded little world and stay there. But the people over here who are with the peace, love, and being real, y'all listen, please. You know, every now and then we need a little check. Okay? We need to check ourselves. Love yourself first. Love who you are. Love everything about you. You know, sometimes I wake up, you know, I have like this eye thing that happens. My tear ducts get clogged and I get this little lump on my eye. And if you see my pictures, you'll see it in there. But you know something? Oh, your girl love herself. Your girl love herself enough to continue taking pictures even though I got that little lump on my eye. That don't mean anything. That's imperfection in an imperfect world on an imperfect body. But I am imperfectly perfect. And that's the way that you need to look at yourself, is imperfectly perfect. So love, love, love. The first person you need to be loving is yourself. Then you can love other people. And how do you show love to other people? Well, first of all, how do you show love to yourself? Show love to yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself when you wake up in the morning. It's like, mwah, you are beautiful. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Take the time to give yourself some self-love, you know? Relax, breathe, meditate, listen to music, dance, laugh, do things just for you, do things that only you love, for you, okay? Then you can move on to other people. So, and how do you show love to like your family members or your loved ones or somebody who's really close to you or somebody that you want to make sure that they know that that you love them? You know, small things every day. And it's simply by saying, I love you. Me and my family, my mom and my sister and my nephew, you know, the people that are close and immediate to me, I tell them I love them every day. You know why? Because God forbid that one day I don't tell them that I love them, and that maybe I argued with them, or maybe I had, you know, we had a misunderstanding or something, and I let them go without knowing that I love them, and maybe I was mad that day, and something happened to them, or something happened to me. Here's the thing. The next moment is not promised to you, nor is the next day. So when we think, oh, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll holler at you tomorrow. I'll get back with you tomorrow because I'm pissed at you today. Listen, sister, girl, brother, we are not promised tomorrow. You know that. Come on now. Please stop acting like you don't know. Okay? We live in this world. A lot of us have lost friends, family members. We see people that we don't necessarily know, but they have lost their lives, and it touches us to the core. How does that happen? You know, when Aretha Franklin died, it touched some of us to the core. When Bernie Mac died, you know, just all these people who we don't even know. So listen, we can tell them that we love them, we don't know, but the people that we know, the people who are close to us, we could tell them that we love them, and we can show them by doing things just out of the goodness and kindness of our heart every single day. Acts of kindness, you know, even when people irritate the fuck out of you, because people are going to irritate the fuck out of you. Your loved ones are going to irritate the fuck out of you. Check yourself. Love yourself first. Oh, I love me. I love me enough to not get upset about this situation, to try to continue to be positive. And you know something? I love you too, even though you just fucking pissed me off. I'm just saying, hey, this is life. This is real. This is real. It's what it is. But then you can love others, you know, do small things, and you don't have to spend money all the time. You know, some of us, you know, and sometimes when you get to the point where you have money, you know, you show it by spending your money on them, and that's fine. But you make sure to understand that if you took the money away, would that person still know you love them? Okay, so then there you go. So show love. Now, when you move on to the community, how do you show love to your community? How do you show love to people who are outside of you, who are outside of your family? Listen, I am polite. I am polite every day. I will open the door, hold the door for anybody. I will let an old person get ready to walk through the same door that I walk through. I will move to the side and open the door for this person and hold it for them. Because you know something, if you are not showing love to the next man on this earth, then I really feel like some of y'all motherfuckers don't even need to be walking around. If you cannot be polite, there are a lot of people out here mean as fuck, you know? And I mean, I guess like you have personal issues or whatever, I understand, but I wasn't the one who did it, and nor was the next person. So try not to be like them people. Try not to be like those people who cannot get out of themselves. Please try not to be like them. And love, just show, just be respectful. I mean, goodness, say please, say thank you, say excuse me, say no worries. Do something that shows that you care about somebody other than yourself. Because hey, I said, first thing I did say was love yourself. I did say that. But love yourself, not be consumed with yourself, okay? Because you already are yourself, so there's no need to be overly consumed. Like, that's just regular. It's already done. You are you, so you're already consumed with yourself. So, you know, it's okay to share a little love and be polite, because you never know. Listen, I'm telling you something. I believe in you get out of this world what you receive. So if I'm giving to the world, you know, sometimes I get a little pissed, I get a little annoyed, because I'm like, you know, I do a lot or give a lot of myself in my energy, my internal energy, give a lot out, and I don't always get that back from people. But here's the thing, I don't have control over those people. So here's the thing, I'm saying that be polite, be nice, do things, you know, open doors, be polite. I'm not telling you to just give your money to the people on the street all the time. I'm telling you to do that because your ass will be broke. You know, I'm not telling you to do that because you'll be broke while they out there doing the same thing every day with hundreds of people. You know, so I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you small acts of kindness. You know what they are. And if you don't know what they are, then, you know, just think about it. Think about if you were in that position, like, you know, would you want somebody to hold the door for you? Would you want somebody to say thank you? Would you want somebody to be like, excuse me? Like, just come on. Like, use common sense. please be nice when you're driving, because some people are out here rude as fuck. You know, they'll cut you off, honk your horn, and do all this crazy type shit. But here's the thing, we all gotta live together, so you better learn how to live together. If you're somebody who has a hard time with that, you move so fast all the time, you mad and cursing all the time, you need to check for yourself, because it ain't the other people, it's you. Slow your roll. And if somebody else is doing too much while they're driving, you let them go. And you say, no worries, okay? Peace out, homie. Go keep on going where you're going, because I'm going to be over here. So that's all I'm saying. Like, you ain't got to be angry. You ain't got to be mad all the time. And I'm not telling you that I'm all happy-go-lucky all the damn time anyway, because I'm not. But I am, as somebody, I would rather get the positive out of it. I would rather take my peace from a situation. You know, I would rather feel love in my heart or feel peace in my heart than to be angry and pissed, because trust, I get that. You know, I come from where I come from, you know, it's really hard to just let, you know, people do whatever. But here's the thing, people gonna do whatever they want regardless. That's just what it is. And so you gotta figure out what it is that you really want, and you gotta do that. So show love. You want love, then you need to show love, period, point blank. Show love. That's it. So, you know, number one, show love for yourself. Love yourself. Love the very core of you. Love the very fiber of you. Show love to your significant other, your close members. Tell them you love them, and show them by doing nice things, you know, or just being considerate, you know, making adjustments sometimes, just being considerate. I'm not saying drain yourself by loving other people. If you love yourself first, you're not going to drain yourself. You're not. I mean, it might feel like it, but love yourself a little bit more, okay? And then also showing love to people outside of your family and yourself, like, just every day. Like, you're passing people, you know, on the road, like, you know, be polite, let the people go by, you know, open doors, say please, say thank you, say excuse me, please, you know. And teach your kids to do that, because some of y'all, I don't know what the fuck some of these parents are doing, but you know, like, nobody teaches their kids to be respectful anymore, to be polite. You better teach them motherfuckers how to be respectful, because the world is not kind. So if you're not raising people to be kind, then we're going to have a whole lot of mean motherfuckers walking around here. And with more mean motherfuckers walking around here and your child growing up in this, bad things could happen. So you need to teach them right, okay? Because I don't know what's going on, but some parents are just skipping over the whole teach your kid to be respectful type thing. I'm so, thank you, mommy. I love you. Thank you for raising me the right way. Thank you for teaching me to have respect for others. Thank you for teaching and instilling in me that you get what you receive. You know what I'm saying? And like, and respect to your elders just comes off top. So teach your kids that. If you're not teaching your kids that, then you need to check your parenting skills. Like, real talk. Because I taught, so I know. And you can't tell me that, oh no, everybody's, no, they're not. These kids are being, and maybe they're not being raised by, you know, maybe even being raised by different people. But quite honestly, kids that I've taught and been around that are rude or whatever, they got parents. So your parents, some of y'all parents is skipping, and you need to stop skipping to teach your kids to be respectful. Because if you're not teaching them respectful, then you're not teaching them love. They don't even know what that is. And love and respect come simultaneously, as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's just my own personal opinion. Again, my own personal opinion, professional opinion, based on experience and professional. Because let's not forget, you know, and when I say this, I'm not saying this to rub this into nobody, because like, I could care less. You should care less about my degrees, except for the fact that when I'm speaking and I'm trying to tell you and trying to share this stuff with you, understand that it's coming from not only an experience, because those who know me, you know, I come from the projects of Harbor City, California. My projects are no longer here because of reunification that happened a long time ago over here, okay? But I come from the hood. I come from the hood, but this hood girl went and got an education I have a master's in counseling, a master's in business administration, and now I'm working on a bachelor's in human services, an associate's degree in child development. So when I'm speaking, listen, and don't be all in your feelings like, who the fuck is she trying to tell me? Who the fuck is she? I'm somebody with, you know, I might be an expert. And I'm saying might for your benefit, but I am an expert. You feel me? Okay. So, but all of that is with love. It's not to toot no horn, because the wood horn is there to toot. Like, nobody even gives a fuck, other than the fact that if I'm speaking to you and I'm doing some type of podcast, you would hope that when I'm speaking to you, I'm not just speaking off of the top of my head with, you know, just making shit up. No, I'm not making shit up. I'm saying things based on experience. I'm saying things based on professional. So I'm combining my own personal experience and that education, because on experience alone, without education, we're still, a lot of us, you know, a lot of us are still not we're still naive. You know, you're still naive. Just because you got street smarts don't make you an expert. You know, you need to do a little more studying, a little more digging, because there's too much stuff going on. Your experience is, that's your own. So that means that you don't know about everybody else's. Now, me, I've worked with a lot of families, a lot of people. So it's not just my experiences that I'm speaking on. I'm speaking on all the help that I've done for people, all the things that people have said, all the things that people have shared with me. So I'm going to go ahead and end on that note and just say, love yourself, people. Love yourself. Love yourself. Find peace in the things around you. Find peace in this life. Take a little piece of this life and keep your peace. I am so sorry for the because I'm ending this, I'm wrapping this up. Thank you again for tuning in to another podcast. I'm so glad I got this in, and just so you know, I'm driving. Like, you know, utilize your resources. I'm driving and I'm speaking on this phone, using this Anchor app, the shiznit. So happy whatever day it is for you right now. Safe.